So in Unity, we have a wonderful practice or a tradition of doing what we call writing a letter to God. And whether we talk about God as the energy of all life or whatever your experience of God is, I invite you to just kind of be open to the wonder of this practice that allows us to speak to the very soul and heart of our being and allows us to connect to that which is greater than just our outer human physical experience. And so I'll be talking a little later towards the end of the service. I will be inviting you into this practice of writing this letter, and it will be something that no one else will see but you, because you will write the letter, you will seal it in the envelope, you will address it to yourself, and it will be mailed to you later on in the year. But it is a wonderful time to commune with and to connect with Spirit. And it's a part of moving on into this new year that we are all embracing, that we are all exploring. And so it's a wonderful time to take that first step that begins a whole new journey. So my talk title for today is Heart and Soul, a letter to God. So friends, as we faced, as we stepped into this brand new year of 2023, my gosh, how did that happen? I was reviewing some pictures and from years past, and it's like, boy, how did we get here so quickly? And yet, with so many things that have been a part of life and the journey, the spiritual journey, and the process of humanity growing and changing. So we step, though, into this amazing new year, and we began with a wonderful practice. Chrissy and Terry Peters and Sue Ellen Peters led you in one of our other wonderful spiritual practices called the Burning Bowl Ceremony. And it's great to do that at the beginning of the year, though you can do it at any time, because throughout the year, we tend to build up a little bit of debris, do we not? And it's really good to jettison some of that stuff that we don't even realize sometimes we're hanging on to and thinking it's true or valid or real, and belief systems from other people or other times or other places. And as spiritual beings, when those things come to the surface and we recognize they're no longer valid or true and they don't support us, great time to just get those out of the way. But the burning bowl is a wonderful focused practice at the beginning of the year to create space within us for that which is to be birthed, that which is to become anew in our lives. And then last week, we participated in a wonderful practice called the White Stone Ceremony. And from the Bible in Revelations, where it has said that in Revelations, it speaks of that white stone and the manna that will be given as that new name given forth when people step forward. And the practice in Roman times was that as a slave or as someone indentured was freed, they were given this white stone or a tablet with a new name written on it so that they could begin anew. So it's this wonderful practice to participate in. If you did not do that last week, I just invite you, whether you take a stone from outside and mark on it with a marker or write it on a piece of paper or however you create that for yourself, take the time to sit and listen and to begin recognizing the connection to Spirit that breathes into you, that speaks into the heart of your being, this new name that is the foundation upon which we will each stand as we go forward into this new year and into the intentions that we set forth. Rebecca Elizabeth Gamble, she is a wonderful spiritual author. She says, letting go doesn't have to mean losing. You know, sometimes we think, if we let go, it's going to be gone. I've lost something, right? It's sort of an unconscious thing. It's like, darn it all. I better hang on to that, right? Because it's been around a long time and doesn't serve me at all, but I know it, and it's comfortable. And so, you know, we tend to hang on. But she's saying letting go doesn't mean losing something. It can be about coming into a new, open, clean space from which you can create. Whoa, doesn't that feel good? Letting go of the debris that opens us to a new space, that allows us to birth forth something new and grand and wonderful. And from Scripture in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, "And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory." Now, in unity, we might look at a different verbiage because a lot of this comes directly from Old English and translations that would not have been quite how the people of the time might have spoken in Aramaic. It sort of got translated into the King's English. So when we look at contemplate the Lord's glory, what might that mean? What might that mean? Okay, we contemplate the wholeness of infinite love and blessing. Because the Lord isn't a person or a thing. The Lord represents the energy of all creativity, of all creation, and the magnificence of that. So with unveiled faces, we contemplate the magnificence of all creation and all possibility. And we are being transformed into this image, into the image of that potentiality with ever-increasing wonder and excitement and glory. I'm paraphrasing a little here. Which comes from the Lord, which comes from universal spirit. And in Corinthians 5:17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ," meaning if anyone has opened their heart to a higher consciousness that Christ taught was inherent in each and every one of us, he is a new creation. We are new creations. We've shifted into a different consciousness. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So friends, as we embark upon this brand new year of 2023, as we've begun to clean the slate by participating in the burning bowl, and last week as we began that process of setting new vision forward for the year to come by listening, connecting to God, and writing upon our stone that new name of freedom for us. This day today will be a process of extending into that visioning process and of being invited to recognize the power of our intentions. So it will be a time of setting aside our own human intellectual mind and how we look at things and how we determine from all the past ways we've seen things done, right? And we tend to just sort of duplicate them because it's what we know. It's like a computer. The only programs a computer can run are the ones that have been in there. Spirit invites us to step outside the computer, outside the part of our human mind that sees with these little eyes. How many of you remember me doing this? I do this all the time, at least once or twice a year. So this is a real funny little experience, but I'm going to have you put your hands like this and look and see how limited it feels. As you look around the room, it's like that's how our human mind sees things. And then all of a sudden, just pop your hands open. And everything is present all at once. I mean, I know I'm kind of odd, but I mean, for me, I do that. Kind of, I know, sorry. Is that you? No, no. Kind of odd. But it's like, I actually feel it when I do that. So I'm just going to invite you to kind of play with it, you know, and your head's going to go, oh my gosh, that's so silly. It's so crazy. And yet, I dare say, you will just, it's like, oh, wow. It's like everything then all of a sudden is present. And that's what it is like for us when we are willing to shift. When we're willing to shift from being in control, directing how it happens, from what we feel comfortable with and what we've always known. And when we move into our heart, our soul, our very being, and begin that communion or conversation with God, where we listen to, and when I say the word God, I mean the energy of all that is, where we begin to feel that moving within us and recognize if we are created in the image and likeness of that energy, we are limitless potential also, and we are co-creators. So as we begin to move into this new year, and as we have renamed ourselves, now we step forward in touching into, listening with our heart and soul versus our human mind, creating this space for possibility, for guidance, for wisdom, for creativity in ways we may not even at this point begin to recognize or know or understand. Because when we listen, quote unquote, to the voice of God or Godness or Spirit, we are listening to the impulse, to the energetic waves, because we know all of our universe is created of energy, of which we are a part. And so we are listening into, we are going with the flow of that, we are participating in this grand dance. And so I invite you into the willingness to let go the shore, that wonderful Karen Drucker song, Let Go the Shore, and to just begin to commune, to explore, and to step forward, taking one step at a time. It doesn't have to be, I'm going to go and change everything. How many of you, like, oh, it's a new year, I better, you know, I've been like this all my life, now I'm going to be over here, you know. Doesn't usually happen quite that drastically. It's like we forget that one step starts us on a new journey into unfolding something grand and wonderful. And so that's what this process is going to be like. And I want to share something else from Scripture, from Jeremiah 29:11-12. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And what this is talking about, the writer of this is speaking to us to remind us that our universe is limitless. And if we are designed in the image and likeness of all creation, we have that co-creative authorship to write who we will become, who we are becoming. And then it goes on to say in Proverbs 2:2, 2:5, and 10, it was a long section, but there were some poignant parts in that. So, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. Your ear attentive. And that's not just your human ear, it's your inner ear, it's your inner heart, soul, that hears and knows that voice of higher guidance. It says, then you will understand. And of course, in our Old English Bible, what word does it use? It says, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. Well, friends, I've spoke of this many times because it was such an awakening for me. In going back to Aramaic and the actual translation, it was never meant to be the fear of God. And so our lives have been run by this word of fearing. The actual word was the awe. Breathe into that, friends. See, fear is like this, right? Awe is like that. And it's like then you will understand the awe of all that is, and you'll find the knowledge of God. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul, friends. So as we embrace these wonderful teachings that we find in Scripture, as we dig a little deeper than some of the literal Old English translations and understand the intention behind the words, we know that it is an opportunity at the beginning of a new year to begin listening to the heart of our being, to that which calls us into a new expression. It calls us higher. It invites us to step forward and into that which is an unknown. So it isn't always fun at first or exciting, or we tend to avoid it, but it does call us into the unknown. And I'm curious, how many of you And those of you at home, if you want to do a little thumbs up or something on the comments, how many of you, when you came up with your new Whitestone name, were surprised at what that word was or that name? Yeah. I've got a few hands here. I know I have not actually had a chance yet to sit with mine. I know that last year when I came up with mine, I actually came up with two sides to it, though they were interrelated. And I was like, really? And as my life has unfolded and I look back now, it's like, oh my gosh. It just opened everything up before me to step into something absolutely brand new. Albert Einstein says, imagination is more important than knowledge. We hang on to our intellectual focus a lot. But from a man who understood that the vastness of all creation, he says, imagination is more important than knowledge. For knowledge is limited to all we now know, friends. It's what we already know and what we understand. While imagination embraces the entire world and all there ever will be to know and to understand. Wow. Wow. So this is an opportunity, friends, that instead of just letting life happen to us, because don't we do that sometimes? We just sort of coast along. We let life happen to us. This is a time to begin being the author, co-creators with universal life force as we begin to listen with the heart of our being to that voice of inner inspiration, to that voice we would call God, and to begin setting that forth in a letter that actually declares our intentions. Charles Fillmore, in his book, Atom Smashing Power of Mind, says, observation shows that the purer the mind, and that means having released some of those old thinking patterns, we've created space, the purer the mind, the greater its capacity to receive and interpret the ideas imparted to it by Spirit. Those who cultivate communion with the Father within, or with the Spirit of all creation within, become conscious of a guiding light. So friends, as I invite you into this time in just a moment, I'll explain a little bit. For those of you at home, I'll grab some paper if you don't have that. I will begin with a short meditation that will allow us each to move into the heart of our being. And then I'll invite you to take some time to write your letter. And once again, no one else will see this letter. Those of you who are here in the room, you will write it, you will put it in your envelope, you will seal it, you will address it to yourself. There's a box in the back. For those of you who are at home, if you care to tuck it away somewhere, we usually send the letters out around July or August. You can then retrieve it for yourself, or you can bring it in, drop it into the church, and we will mail that out to you. But the idea is to begin letting Spirit impart to you, to guide you, to inspire you into new horizons and new paths. And we'll talk a little bit more about that next week as we explore new horizons. But this is a process that begins to set our foot upon a new path. And as you write this letter, I want you to put your heart and your soul into it. It's not just about, oh, I'm gonna write out what I'm envisioning forward. That's a wonderful part because it's so good to put down those intentions. This is a place, though, friends. If there's something you haven't yet released and that you choose to, if there's a secret you've been holding in your heart that you haven't shared with anyone that you would like to release or share, if there's a moment of forgiveness, be sure and include that in this letter that you are writing not just really to God or a person outside of you, but that you are writing to your God self, your higher beingness. In scripture from 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen from that human level, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, But what is unseen is eternal, beyond outer appearances and into unknown possibilities. And from Psalm 51, 6 through 8, it says, It says, "You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart." Many of you know Pastor Charles Stanley. He has founded In Touch Ministries, and he says, "To have God speak to the heart is a majestic experience, an experience that people may miss if they monopolize the conversation and never pause to hear God's responses." And Charles Hanel, who was a New Thought philosophical author, says, "Cherish your visions and your dreams, as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements." So friends, I will invite you to just breathe for a moment now. Closing your eyes and centering into a time of willingly opening heart, soul, and being to the inflow of infinite wisdom. Breathing into this now moment. To recognizing that divine ideas and inspiration guide us toward infinite possibilities and prosperous manifestation. Let yourself gently float. Be present to and with the inspiration of an all-present, ever-loving, ever-inspiring, ever-uplifting flow that we call God, the good omnipotence. And as you breathe into this space of light, into this space of connection and communion, let go of any residual thoughts as much as possible that may be floating through your human mind. And breathe instead into this vast, limitless space of infinite possibility, of every creativity, beyond what we may feel that we even know in this moment. Because true knowing transcends and steps outside the box of what we're familiar with. And so as we open ourselves to every possibility, we trust in the inspiration of divine pure being. And as you are ready, you can open your eyes and begin writing from your heart and your soul, your very being. What is flowing forth from you in this now moment to be said, to be released, to be shared. Any visions, any dreams, every possibility. As you look toward a new year, a new expression, that higher spiritual self standing forth, dancing, laughing, and living. So as you are ready, write your letter to Infinite Spirit, to God. And as you complete your letters, be sure to put your address on the front and seal that letter, because it's for your eyes, your heart, your soul alone. And so in closing, I will share a quote from Jonathan Lockwood Huey. He is a self-awareness author. He writes beautifully and poetically, and he says, "Today is your day to dance lightly with life. Sing wild songs of adventure. Invite rainbows and butterflies out to play. Soar your spirit and unfurl your joy."